This is Rag Bhakti, Raghunatha Bhakti. Bhakti begins with surrender. Bhakti means service. How can you do service if you remain independent from Krishna? Raghunatha Bhakti is explained, Jiva Goswami cited Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 1, Verse 7, to show that Rag is not inspired or created by vidhi or scriptural injunction. There are two ways to engage in any action. One is because of some law or some rule or some injunction or some order, or because it will lead to one's goal. The other way to engage in any action is because one likes to do it. The first one is inspired by vidhi, law or rule, and the second by rag, liking. A mother may have a baby and she takes care of it with love and attachment, and she may hire a babysitter to take care of it, but there's a big difference in consciousness between the babysitter and the mother and the resulting intensity of care. So vidhi, Jiva Goswami says vidhi bhakti or vidhi bhakti is durable, weak, because a person does action without much absorption. A bhakta and vidhi marg, vidhi bhakti, he's happy when seva is over. His mind does not like to follow an authority. So vidhi is sort of a compulsion. One is happy when one completes the seva or completes the action. But when one has a natural liking, rag, then one does activity, does seva, one acts from the heart, and thus becomes fully absorbed. One derives pleasure from engaging in activities of Raghunatha Bhakti. That is why vidhi bhakti is weak in comparison to rag. A person who has a natural liking does not need a law or rule or order to get him to do it. But Raghunatha Bhakta will follow vidhi in the best manner because one likes to do it. A babysitter takes care of the baby, but she's thinking of her own children, husband or house. But the mother takes care of the baby and is fully absorbed. She has no other thought. This is why Jiva Goswami writes, that in rag, there is no other taste except bhakti. Just as a mother of a baby has no other agenda, nothing else on her mind except the baby. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he got perfection by Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam. He was not remembering Vishnu because of the law of Shastra or Shastra injunction. Prahlad was fully absorbed in Krishna naturally. The major distinction between rag and vaidhi bhakti lies in the inspiration to begin devotion. When one engages in bhakti only because of scriptural injunctions, then it's called vaidhi. But when one is eager to get the bhav of a vrishvasi, engaged in bhakti is called raganuga. For this raganuga bhakti, smarana is the main process. Practice is done to achieve bhav. Once bhav is achieved, one engages in bhakti naturally. There is no need of sadhana anymore.